For the past few months, the MIM has presented a one-of-a-kind exhibition, Stradivarius, Origins and Legacy of the Greatest Violin Maker. In conjunction, the MIM's Stradivarius concert series wraps up this weekend with Masterpieces of the Valley, featuring performances by ASU's string faculty on their special instruments. ASU's professor of violin, Jonathan Schwartz.
My instrument does have a link to the old Cremonese school. The maker is Cheruti, who essentially was the last family of the old school about 100 years after Stradivarius. The Cheruti family took over the Storioni violin shop, and so there's a definite link there. For me, even more personally, there's a special relationship I have with the instrument because it was the violin of one of my previous violin teachers, Kathy Winkler, who teaches at Rice University. And to be able to be playing on this fantastic instrument and to know its more recent history as well as its connection to the Cremonese school is pretty special for me.
Not only a fine instrument, but one that is a connection to a beloved teacher. ASU's Thomas Landshut has a similar story about his cello.
I've had several really great instruments. The one that I have now, which I dearly love, is a Tommaso Balistrieri. It's made in 1776. And It was made in Mantua. He only made six cellos. His instrument, all of his instruments, are really known for their sound. They have like this very, very beautiful, like singing Italian quality, which is kind of unique and a unique sound. I found. I think the reason why I like that sound so much is because my first teacher in Belgium, her name is Frans Springel, one of my absolute favorite cellist, and she plays on a Balistrieri. She has the most fantastic sound. So I probably that has there is a connection or a link there why I like my instrument so much.
This Sunday, these world-class musicians, performing on instruments that tie them to their former mentors, come full circle as they share the stage with fellow ASU string faculty and some of their most promising students.
What we're doing with our students is for the graduate students is a transition to the professional world. And our students are on the cusps of their careers and building their careers presently. And to be able to have them on stage with us as equals is rewarding not only for them, but for us.
Think about when you are a student and you have suddenly that opportunity. And I have had it as a student, and it's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I still have cheeries and I remember those moments. And so we try to do that as a string faculty.
Masterpieces of the Valley, the final concert in the MIM's Stradivarius concert series, is Sunday, May 1st, 7 p.m., featuring violinist Jonathan Schwartz and Katie McLinn, violist Nancy Buck, cellist Thomas Landshut, and several of their talented students. Concert details can be found at kbok.org. This Heart of the Arts feature was produced by Sterling Biaf and Jane Hilton. And by the way, if you make it to the concert, be sure to say hello to KBOK's Sterling Biaf. He'll be welcoming everyone as the MC for the evening. Thank you.